Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Ali, Friday, time to enjoy. And don't forget, three-course lunches, Friday to Sunday, Paparazzi Restaurant, starting at $30.
Yes, so good.
And the food is sensational.
Bellissimo.
Paparazzirestaurant.com.au. Jump online.
Now, the original Wiggles, Anthony, Jeff, Murray and Greg, are releasing a double album of their fave Aussie covers called Rewiggled, which is out March 11th. Now, Rewiggled features wigglified versions of hits originally performed by AC/DC, Queen, Rihanna, James Brown, The Chats, Fat Boy Slim and many more. The Wiggles will also be touring the album next year, hitting RAC Arena in April. Check out their cover of Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
Cher has been announced as the new face or feet for Uggs. You know, the comfy Ugg boots that everyone wears for comfort and fashion.
I guess she's a bit of a fashion icon,
great,
so why
Aussie
not?
Great invention stolen by the Yanks. That's another story.
Yeah, everyone loves the Uggs. Now, Taylor Swift recently broke Shania Twain's long-standing record on Billboard's Top Country Albums chart, becoming the female artist with the most weeks at number one. 98 weeks of all albums combined atop the chart, Swift moved past Shania's historic 97-week run. And how did Shania respond? Just as you thought she would. She tweeted, "Let's go, girls. Proud of you, Taylor Swift. Historical records are meant to be made and then broken.
Let's go, girls."
The Grammys have been officially postponed after rumours swelled that the awards ceremony could be delayed due to the rising Omicron COVID cases in the US. The Recording Academy has released a statement saying it's postponed indefinitely and we look forward to celebrating music's biggest night on a future date.
And if you're a huge fan of Ricky Gervais's dramedy series Afterlife, then you'll be happy and a little sad that season 3 is coming. It's the final season. Tony, played by Ricky Gervais, is still desperately mourning the loss of his wife and the current loss of his father. Will he ever truly embrace the future if he can't let go of his past? Afterlife Season 3 is only on Netflix January 14th.
I've decided to go on a little trip to scatter my dad's ashes.
Oh, that's sweet.
My ashes? Going up my dad, remember?
Am I adopted?
Me, it's like I've got a replacement.
There are angels. They don't have wings and live in clouds. They wear nurses' uniforms and work hard to pay the rent on their houses. If you want to be an angel, you've got to do it when you're alive. Be good. Do good things.
Be happy. Be kind. Be Tony.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.